This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell him, Alice.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Boom! That's the kickoff as we start hour number three of the 20-hour marathon broadcast. Operation Sleeping Giant. When I was 18, I was about 25. When I was about 12, it was about like I was 18.
I'm 18, and I don't know what I want.
But I tell you, I liked it. 18, I loved it.
I just don't know.
I like it. Love it.
18.
But boy, if I knew the things when I was 18 that I know now.
I've got to get out of this.
They say that youth is wasted on the young, isn't it? I want to go to Tom in England. I want to go to Sean, Patrick, Chris, John, and others. Let's go to calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. Go ahead, John. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
If history serves me right, during the First American Revolution, didn't our founding fathers send John Paul Jones to Russia to get his help in our fight for freedom?
We did get some help. In fact, I think he'd actually been in the Russian Navy. If memory serves, he'd served the czars, if memory serves, that's right. And the czars actually helped Lincoln, too, when the British, and again, I'm from the South, I had family that were high up in it, so I don't want to get into all that. I'm talking generals. But the point is, they were manipulated by British intelligence to get into that war. The North was doing something that was wrong, but we were idiots to have that war. Sam Houston, founder of Texas, was thrown out of office as governor, even after the Texas was in the Union. He'd been the president for that. Because he wasn't for it. The Russians have been helping America since the beginning of the country.
And don't you think this may be history repeating itself with Vladimir Putin coming in helping us with our second Trump revolution?
Well, that's because Russia always has the proto-globalists trying to overthrow it. And they're always dealing with... people have been trying to take over Russia for 800 years. So, yeah, Russia sees what's happened to us. They're not stupid. They know but before, Russia was conquered for 80-something years by a globalist infection called communism. The globalists put the commies in. It's a fact. So they've partially gotten that disease out, and then they see us totally infected with it. So, yeah, it's in their own interest to try to stop it.
So after watching that freak show in Philadelphia, I'm hoping that Donald can pull it out and save us.
Wouldn't it be great to see the United States and Russia and everybody else allied against collectivism and communism, and we could reform China, and humanity could really go to the next level? Imagine, notice the globalists always want us fighting with Russia. That's their plan. Imagine if those two European Western powers allied, what would happen to the world with that technology? And there are good people on both sides who want that to happen, but it's always being sabotaged.
It'd be heaven on earth. We would have true heaven on earth if
we'd have damn close to it. I'm telling you, humanity has unlimited potential, but there are globalists that are always stirring up crises to gain control. And top professors have brought this out. It's not just me. Crisis is their brand. They don't produce anything but discord and mindlessness. And the time for countries to have conquest over each other is over. It's now time to have innovation and healthy competition. Instead of obsessing on sports, we should be obsessing on technology, undersea development, mathematics, interspace travel, huge work projects. The rock stars in the school should be, the kid that wins the science fair. I'm sorry, not the quarterback. Because what's the quarterback acting cool going to do once he gets out of college? He's going to go work at a corporation and be a yes man. We want innovators. We want poets and scientists and artists, okay, and fighters. And trailblazers and innovators. I tell you, the heroes will be people that launch on a first colony space mission that's going to take, 80 years to get to the next planet. I mean, imagine watching that reality TV show. And, of course, by then, our technology will advance so much that we'll have jump ships that meet that ship before it even gets there. But the point is, we're going to do it, and it's not going to be some Silicon takeover where the globalists playing God. Humanity is rising. The threat of of the technotronic tyranny will be defeated. Thank you, John. Tom in England, you're up next, and then our guests.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it to get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You also sign up for auto ship, get 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Islamic attacks have gone from monthly to weekly to now daily to now multiple times a day. I have a stack of news to deal with on that. We're going to be talking to former Navy SEAL best-selling author Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com for the balance of this hour. The full schedule of the 26 hours of worldwide broadcast that is left is up at InfoWars.com/giant, or simply go to InfoWars.com. And you can see the breakdown page that has all the feeds and the schedule of who's coming up. We also have a lot of surprise guests joining us. Our crew on the ground in Philadelphia with the riots and the communists and the socialists, the Black Lives Matter people, Stan Deo, Joel Skousen, George Norrie, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, Lionel, Anthony Gucciardi, Gerald Salente, Jakari Jackson, and Diamonds and Silk, and I can't even keep track of it all. Nigel Farage. Powerful transmission, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be back tonight after a few hours. I'm about to continue broadcasting. I'm going to be back tonight. Leanne Mackett is going to be here with the rest of the amazing crew and all the people behind the scenes. I want to go to a few of your calls before we go to Bracken. We're getting him on the line right now via video Skype so that you can get your points out. Then we'll take calls while he's on with us as well, because he's a well-rounded, smart guy and can comment on your geopolitical questions and comments. But undoubtedly, the police and military now get it. It's gone from being something that we thought was happening to we're sure of it now, 100%. The Democratic Party, working with multinational corporations, is beta testing a real civil war in America, activating black nationalists, Hispanic nationalists, Islamics, and when they attack, then civil emergencies declared, and then those that are critical of the takeover are the people that get arrested. Germany has now repealed its law post-World War II from 1945 in the Bundestag, Reichstag, in both upper and lower houses, to allow military on the streets for civil emergency and martial law. They're under civil emergency, so is France, and they are arresting anyone even trying to demonstrate about open borders. This is the total completion of the tyranny. It's like your soldiers opening the drawbridge to the Huns or the Mongols. If you go back in history, this is unprecedented treachery by the left. It's against their own interest, but they have such a hatred and such a desire to pull down the Renaissance. They're Jacobins. If you study the French Revolution, it was different than ours. They were basically devil worshippers. And I've had top historians on, you name it, they all concur. Communism came out of the Jacobins. They wanted to have a 9-day work week, change everything, break up all the families, have like local slave masters that owned everyone. But they were calling it liberal to overthrow the civilization to bring in a hell. And George Orwell wrote about that in 1984, where O'Brien's torturing Winston, who's his archetype from the BBC or the Ministry of Truth. And he says, we want a world more ugly, where you live less, where you're ugly, where you're starving, where we stomp on your face forever. We're the priest of power. We want to just hurt innocents and destroy everything and then burn your body and shoot it into the atmosphere. And we're not going to stop till we kill everyone and we'll finally just annihilate humanity. And you're like, wow, Orwell, this is really whacked out. He was a British secret police officer in India. Then he ran away and was like a communist and did all this stuff. Then he went and fought in the Spanish Civil War, highly decorated. Then he went and ran propaganda in World War II in OSS at the BBC. And then he ran off, wrote that book, thought people were trying to kill him, and died 6 months after it was published. And I've read his white papers. He totally woke up to realize that communism was the ultimate evil and run by the elite. So we're going to go to a few calls and go to Mr. Bracken. I'm going to go to your calls, bam, 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 so make your point for the next person. But this is an epic time to be alive. We're now 2 hours plus into Operation Sleeping Giant. We're going until 3 p.m. tomorrow live, Infowars.com/giant. And we've got the biggest specials in our history. I keep saying every few months this is the biggest ever because they're getting bigger and bigger. 40% off Brainforce. We've got a bunch of other specials I'll tell you about. But they did run out at My Patriot Supply, now the biggest durable foods manufacturer in the country. They've only been around 8 years. They're the biggest because they have the best prices, highest quality. They consolidated a bunch of top Mormon companies that are the best at it up in Utah. Very clean, quality food. We private label it to go even lower than even they do to get around their contracts with other distributors. That's the kind of business guy I am. I figure out ways to go even lower. Because I want to dominate the market. I want to fund ourselves and give you a great deal. Win-win. They are back-ordered a couple weeks. Okay? Now, in most places, it's months and months, but they usually aren't. That's how fresh it is. But I twisted their arm. They said, look, only 24 hours, Alex, and that's it. And we will accelerate it just for you because you're our number one seller worldwide. 20 to 40% off, depending on which food package it is. InfoWars Select Horrible Food, InfoWarsStore.com, 24 hours only. Like they only said 24 hours, so I'd wait 2 hours to launch it because it has to end tomorrow. It has to end tomorrow at this time. Okay, because, I mean, they can get in a lot of contractual issues with that. But if you want to take advantage of that and get ready, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that's how we fund this operation. Let's go to Tom in England. Tom, thank you for holding it on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. And thanks yes, for going to me expeditiously. I do appreciate it. And good luck with your marathon broadcast.
Thank you.
I I wanted to make a point about the false flag attacks that have happened to San Bernardino, Orlando, Paris. Now, I'm going to say something controversial and say that these were not Islamic terror attacks. They were establishment terror attacks with an Islamic label on it. And let me just explain why that's pretty clear. I find it fantastically unlikely that they're going to bring people in who are likely to do attacks and let them get on with it. Because that takes away the fine control over when it happens, how many people are killed, how intense it is, what it distracts. Well, you know, there are myriad factors.
Sure, but the globalists aren't all powerful. The false flag is that they're letting in people from radical regions who they know are terrorists, in many cases that have already committed crimes, to use that to bring in a civil emergency. I believe it's a false flag, but way upriver. Where, you know, where it's starting from, but I mean, you can't deny that if you bring in 5 million people from radical Wahhabist areas, that you're going to get some terror attacks.
Well, what I'm saying is that that isn't the way that the establishment does things, and it never has been. They use professional operators to commit the attack, and then they put up patsies, and then the patsies die. And that's what's happened in all these attacks. We've had patsies, you've had Joel Skelton on.
Wait, but let me ask you this question. Are the Wahhabis murdering Christians in mass in Syria?
They certainly have done, yes.
Sure. I appreciate your call. Look, when NORAD stands down and the head of the embassy tries to block 15 of the hijackers coming in, they're told to stand down, and the FBI comes out and says we were ordered to stand down, and you got all these weird drills going on, something went on. It's not the whole government, but something went on. And the deal with Saudi Arabia was take the blame partially, we'll attack Iraq and take them out. But it doesn't mean there isn't radical Islam is what I'm getting at. I'm going to go to more of your phone calls here real fast because I've got to go to our guest Bracken, start of the next segment, because I want to get into all this with him. We'll get his take on it as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Georgia. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alice. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
All right, just three quick questions. Do you think Putin is a traitor to the New World Order? Is Pence against it? And it's said that Trump has black employees moved out of sight when he comes to one of his places. It said that.
Now, for some reason, your phone to me is just distorted. You said, is Trump, just back off your phone a bit, is Trump a traitor to the New World Order? Absolutely. Russia still has globalist tentacles in it. And I'm not saying Russia's perfect in and of itself, but Putin is fighting the globalists, fighting the New World Order. They've got programs to have kids, programs for the family. They openly talk about it on air. Now, what was your second question?
My last two questions were, is Pence against the New World Order? And it said that Trump has black.
Yeah, I don't think Pence is perfect. He's a lot better than Kane, and he needs him to be able to run both sides of the aisle, so he's got him in there as a technician. It's all on Trump to make sure that he continues his policies once he gets in. What was the third?
It said that Trump has black employees moved out of sight when he comes to one of his places. It said that he was sued by the Justice Department for refusing housing to blacks. I'm black and support Trump, but
I hear you. Listen, the Justice Department sues everybody who's got more than 20, 30 employees. The EEOC runs around and all these groups, and then people who make professional money out of claiming they got kicked out of an apartment or something because they were a minority. That's a whole business of ambulance chasing. The guy owns hundreds of buildings. That is just crazy. And that's the kind of fables they put out. Like I had a guy call in and go, Putin's banning evangelicals in Russia. He's letting every Christian group in, do whatever they want. I said, where's your proof? Oh, I don't have any. I just heard that. It's bull. It's bull. Trump is known as being more inclusive than anybody. That's always been his trademark, both in management and who he hires and who he employs. He wants the job done. So, again, this is the kind of stuff that they put these rumors out that have no facts or no information behind them. Now, I'm going to go to Sean, and I'm going to go to Patrick, and I'm going to go to Ben and Ethan and Christian. But first, we've got our guest coming on after the break, Matt Bracken, to get into the fact that, as he said a few months ago, he said it's going up exponentially, or is logarithmically the term, where you get an attack every month, now it's an attack every week, it's an attack every day, now it's an attack every 6 hours. What is the whole point of this? I've got stacks of these attacks. Young Welsh girls held in boxes, threatening to murder people at nudist beaches or pools. Murders, bombings, killings, shootings, beheadings. And the media changes the name from Ali to David. or won't say it's Islamic when they pledge allegiance to Al-Qaeda or ISIS and scream, Allah, Allah, Akbar, snack bar, all of this stuff is going on. What's the larger plan? All this and more straight ahead. It's Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Infowars.com/giant. Have you spread that link?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us a little bit in the next hour is Matt Bracken. You see the full schedule of who's going to be on the next 25-plus hours we have left to broadcast in this special marathon live transmission at InfoWars.com/giant. And yes, this is, we don't call it a money bomb, but it's a fundraiser. You can make straight donations if you want. Great products from water filters to non-GMO seeds to sorbable foods to shortwave radios to Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Labe shirts and Look, it's all about funding, getting the truth out, and getting high-quality products. But I'm going to stop right there. Matt Bracken, again, is a best-selling author, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, former Navy SEAL, patriot, very humble guy, but a lot of smart folks in the Pentagon said, look, we can't tell you the stuff we know. Just get Matt Bracken on. That's very accurate. And, I mean, here we are. You were on months ago saying, watch it become exponential. It is becoming exponential. We'll go over three or four attacks a day now. With them saying they don't know why the guy cut the priest's head off, even though he pledged allegiance to ISIS, changing the name from Ali to David on one of the bombers, saying a Muslim was blown up by a bomb when the Muslim blows himself up. I mean, this is beyond 1984-level disinformation. What is the establishment doing? What phase is this? Matt Bracken.
Well, I would call this maybe the great treason. We're seeing something that I've never could have imagined before. In Europe and in America, I sometimes think of this 1930s example. Imagine if FDR had ordered J. Edgar Hoover to scrub all mentions of Nazis, Gestapo, Himmler, Hitler, and drop all investigations involving Germans. And any time that there was a German involved in espionage, it had to go through a special German-American Bund liaison that would be provided to the FBI. And then imagine the FBI agreeing to all these terms, purging, scrubbing, et cetera. Well, that's actually happened. So at the Department of Homeland Security, Customs, Border Patrol, FBI, they're in the tank. Over in Europe, we can see the terrible math for the police. In Munich, one shooter with a Glock 17, although there were reports of long guns, a lot of times these are like in Dallas, like in Baton Rouge, people are making concurrent reports from different directions. They get picked up as multiple shooters. So we really don't know. But assuming it was that one guy with a Glock 17 and 300 rounds of ammo, allegedly he bought that on the internet, I doubt it. In Europe, please, somebody handed him a Glock 17 and 300 rounds. That's the key, is the somebody that handed it to him. But it took all 3,000 police and military that they had. They were bringing people in from other German states. 3,000 to react to one pistol shooter who was dead, and that were they found out was dead. They just didn't find his body for a few hours while this panic went on. Subway system closed down. People leaving the city like it was under attack from aliens. Now imagine when a Mumbai with multiple shooters or a Paris Bataclan with multiple teams of shooters roaming around, shooting up a place, then hiding their guns, fleeing with the refugees, and then rinse, repeat. We saw in Dallas and Baton Rouge, the police can't even protect themselves. They have to call in more police with long guns because the initially responding police become overwhelmed. What happens in this country when we have multiple shooters like the Washington snipers of 10, 15 years ago? Imagine when that's happening every day and the guys aren't suicidal. They just get in their car and drive somewhere else. So we're going to have a big problem, and local law enforcement is going to be in the crosshairs. They're the initial responders, but I'm telling you that there's a huge division and split right now between the feds and local. As we've seen under Obama, the feds are trying to take over all the local law enforcement by having these DOJ bogus investigations.
And now the UN Strong Cities Initiative that Obama's going to run them. Have you seen the footage out of Germany where the Islamicist beats up the police for no reason? And they can't even take the guy down. I mean, that shows the type of social workers they're hiring over there. Because, boy, the German police.
In an airport. And the guy had a satchel. The guy's got a satchel swinging around, which could have been, 4 pounds of ATATP or Semtex.
And the Germans will cover it up because that's their
order. Right next to this guy, you'll see in the background running interference are these women in burkas. Now, this is a guy that you need to shoot immediately. That's a deadly force authorized based on that guy having a bag, which could have detonated.
Absolutely. A guy starts attacking you in an airport there for no reason, blast him.
And even if he's got nothing in there but a Koran, what he's doing is and we've seen this over and over again, the flying imams after 9/11.
Probing.
And today they don't have to make a report back to headquarters. The report is the YouTube video, which gets shared all around the world. Like, the one guy can kill. One guy can tie up 3,000 police officers. You think that other people aren't learning that lesson? So, yeah, we're just in the beginning stages of the
test. So right now they're just probing and getting intelligence.
Right, and using social media to share it. So it's dispersed. There's no, central nest. Like, if we only found the headquarters in Raqqa and bombed it, That wouldn't make any difference. It's like trying to kill a jellyfish swarm by shooting 10
And our own supposed government is bringing them in. We'll talk about why straight ahead with Matt Bracken. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for AutoShip, get 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, Super Sale, Fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star. I want to live in a free country and have a future for my children. We now take you live to the heart of the resistance. Your own home. You are the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, your phone calls are coming out in about 10 minutes or so with Matt Bracken. I got him on about 20 minutes late because I was taking calls. We can hold him some of the next hour. You are looking here at our live 28-hour broadcast. We are already 2.5 hours into this. So we have 25 hours and change left. Everybody from Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins to Nigel Farage, the former leader of UKIP, the modern George Washington of Europe, total patriot. All this is coming up and so much more. Our live crew in Philadelphia. I'm not going to belabor this, but it takes money to win a war. We don't have George Soros' $25 billion. We don't get taxpayer money like MSNBC got $3 billion or more, actually. Part of that $5 billion went down to them, to NBC. We don't get $450 million a year like NPR and then beg for money every week. Once a year, we have a super mega sale And we also have donate buttons to help us kind of gauge if we can hire some more crew or continue running operations like we are. I really want to grow in the face of this. In fact, that's why I've gotten in the position of not even really taking profit at this point in the year, because sure, I need to have some money put back. I need to be able to be secure. I need to be able to handle any unforeseen things like lawsuits or whatever that don't really happen, but knock on wood. Literally, is there any wood around here? But you couldn't put your money towards a more important fight. I don't think anybody can deny that now, how we are affecting the globalists, controlling the narrative at the RNC and now DNC, how InfoWars is really leading the way on how to effectively take on the New World Order. And it's amazing. Our guests, our listeners, this entire family is incredible. So that's why we try to give you the very best water filtration system for your shower, for the water you drink, for the lowest prices that really just cut all the garbage out or bring it down to non-detectable levels. And that's why we have the very widest selection of non-GMO open-pollinated heirloom seeds. It's why we've got the huge selection of books and films and patriot apparel to meet like-minded people and to spread the word and to promote the culture of liberty. It's why we have the very best solar panel control systems and solar panel systems out there. Again, I mean, we've gone out and found the very best units for the very lowest prices. It's what we're doing, and we have 20 to 40% off basically everything in the store. 40% off Brain Force, an amazing nootropic. We've got 30% off Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. We have 20 to 40% off on the storable food that's only backordered a week or so. It's going to be so fresh. They're producing it right now. We had to really twist their arms to do it. We're powered by My Patriot Supply. It's InfoWars Select. We have their full spectrum of food at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We have 30% off Liver Shield, 20% off all the Patriot apparel, 20% off all survival seeds, 30% off Supermelon Superfemal Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 20% off all ProPure water filters, 40% off Brain Force, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. 10% off additionally on top of everything when you sign up for an item on AutoShip. Pick 15 days, 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever you want. So you don't have to go back and reorder. Because I believe in you reap what you sow. So everything we promote is a really good value, super high quality, whether it's vitamin mineral fusion or the joint formula and bone formula, or whether it's colloidal silver or the great natural sleep aid knockout, or ozonated olive oil for your skin. It's all there. Oxy powder to flush out your guts. It's all there. Prostaguard. I mean, one thing like saw palmetto of this dose is like $19.95. This thing has like 8 or 9 ingredients of the same dose level of everything known to be good for your prostate for $22. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Super good values, super organic, highest testing levels. That's what we're committed to. Plus, we know we're a target of the Food and Drug Administration, so that also helps. But we would be this clean, this perfect, quite frankly, without it, because we know we've got a lot of folks shooting at us and don't want us to be able to self-fund our operation. Okay, going back to our guest, Matt Bracken, author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, a man warning for the last few years of the Islamic tattoo, a man warning just here 3-4 months ago that he believed going into this fall, working with Western governments, globalists, that they were going to escalate the jihad attacks from one a month to one a week to one a day to 4 or 5 a day. I now have a stack here of 4 or 5 attacks the last day. And, I mean, a new level. I think he called it the total treason or the absolute treason, where they changed the names from Ali and the Islamic name to David Jones. I mean, literally, David, where they say they're not Islamic as they scream Allah Akbar and blow people up. Or they say they're the victim of a bombing. Or they cut a priest's head off and they said at first, oh, a crazy man cut someone's throat. So this is all happening. He just talked about probing. So he's been right so far. Matt Bracken, what do you expect to happen next?
Well, there's going to be a continuing escalation of these because it's like a jellyfish swarm. They're sending out the pheromones like a termite nest. It's not top-down command structure. It's more like pheromones or jellyfish. So people see these things and say, well, I can be a Nike jihadist. They call them Nike jihadists because you just get into your head, just do it. You can grab a knife and just run amok. Just do it. You get your 72 virgins. Now, an important fact is,
by the way, I want to tell these dumbasses something. You're not going to get 72 virgins. Plus, whoever wrote that should know who wants virgins anyway. Sorry, go ahead.
They believe it. But if they believe it and they've grown up in some, you know, pestilential third world hellhole and they've seen fantasy pornos on, you know, a tablet somewhere and they're told this is what you're going to have the moment you blow yourself up forever and you're just some dumbass inbred 1,400 years of first cousin consanguinity, inbreeding, yeah, you're going to have a lot of these Nike terrorists. Whether it's with a knife and axe, mixing up some TATP, that Central Park bomb that blew off a kid from a tourist's foot, they said a few weeks later it was definitely TATP. The way I read that was a chemist going online and practicing. So you leave it; it's very unstable. Concussion in the right when it's at the right dryness, stepping on it would detonate it. So you put it on a trail where somebody's going to hop off of a stone onto the trail. And sure enough, it worked. So I would assume that that chemist is now in mass production and also teaching other chemists. In the Islamic State, they held the University of Mosul, Iraq, for a long time in their Manhattan Project there while they had research laboratories, you know, petrochemical industry level research laboratories, teaching chemists to make TATP wholesale and to teach other chemists.
And teaching folks how to nerve gas dogs.
Anything, but what we're going to see next is we're going to see the media continuing to run interference, and we're going to see our treasonous fools at the top, like Jay Johnson of DHS. I have to say, at this point in 2016, with people screaming Allahu Akbar every day and wiping people out, wiping out infidels, anybody in a position of authority or in the media who is promoting the mindset that there's nothing to see here is either a covert convert, or as the Muslims say, a revert, because they believe everybody is really an Islamist underneath, you know, just trying to get out. So people like Jay Johnson, they're either a convert and they're just lying using taqiyya, or they're already making their dhimmi deal. A dhimmi is that, you know, the status of a second-class citizen.
Now, by the way, I'd read about this years ago. I'm confirming this really goes on, but I did more research when she brought it up, and everything clicked. That's why Merkel and Hollande and all these people, you're absolutely right. And actually, the Islamic sites, they're bragging that, look, they're doing as we say to get in the next phase of money and payoffs. They've got to let them kill us and then have them take it over. So Obama and everybody is showing their good dhimmis. And now that the mayor is Islamic in London, he's openly saying all this now, letting folks know that we are his slave. Go ahead.
If a dhimmi, a non-Muslim dhimmi has to pay the jizya tax. And for these people in the process of committing the great treason, their bride price, their dhimmi tax, their jizya, is to betray us while looking at us in the eye and saying, I have no idea, like Jay Johnson at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing a couple weeks ago, waving his hand and saying, I have no idea about this purge of all the Islamic words. I mean, like I said, imagine FDR telling Hoover and the FBI to purge everything about the Gestapo, SS, and Himmler, and Nazi National Socialism, and to have no investigations of Germans unless the German-American Bund was there to make sure it was not prejudiced against Germans.
And let's be clear for folks that don't know history. Tell folks who the Bund is. Flesh this out. People forget that the government's been ordered not to say Islamic and terror. Now Twitter's censoring it. Explain this.
People need to read Phil Haney's book, See Something, Say Nothing. He was, you know, basically in shut out and purged within the Department of Homeland Security, where he was a subject matter expert. And eventually, by 2009, they just scrubbed all the books, everything that the FBI uses, all of their investigations. That's why they say, oh, it's another lone wolf. He was radicalized on the Internet. See, the Internet is a safe boogeyman. And of course, the solution is
Free speech is bad. That's who's the blame.
But it's really the mosques. This is the level of treason. I call FBI now, I call them faking bogus investigations. They used to say their other name was fidelity, bravery, integrity. Now it's faking bogus investigations.
And now the mosques are testing that they're allowed to preach and push this. That's why it's escalating.
And we are allowing radical imams, quote unquote imam, which would be like sending some Gestapo agent and saying, oh, he's a member of the Nordic, what was the Germanic Odin religion. Yeah, he's an Odin priest, and we need to send him around to all the German clubs all over America in 1930s. And if you say anything about it, you're a Germanophobe. Well, right now we have these radical imams, these Muslim Brotherhood terrorists. They're going from mosque to mosque, passing out trunkloads of Wahhabist textbooks that preach murder and jihad. They are passing them out. They're funding these Wahhabi madrasa schools where the kids are just going to be.
Let's not forget the imam in Florida who even has a TV show on broadcast TV a month before was saying, murder the homosexuals. It's a favor to them. Kill them.
And it's so embarrassing to see the FBI today roll over like this. I can't imagine J. Edgar Hoover, the old FBI agents that I knew, 20, 30 years ago, they must just be tearing their hair out to see their bureau destroyed and made a punk for these Muslim Brotherhood imam terrorists that are going from mosque to mosque. But the FBI is forbidden to go anywhere near the mosque without calling the liaisons from these Muslim Brotherhood front groups that are now running and directing our policy. I mean, it's Huma Ahmadin, it's the whole, it would take all day to list all of these Muslim Brotherhood actors that are now running our foreign policy.
Let me ask you this question. If it's exponential, which it is now, you predicted that when this wasn't happening just, a couple of years ago and then 6 months ago and 3 months ago and a month ago on the show. If it's now gone from monthly to weekly to daily to every few hours, what's happening? What comes next?
Well, in Europe, we're very fortunate here in America because we get the war game out, the worst case scenario, because it's unfolding in Europe. In Sweden, for example, the police spend 90% of their effort cracking down on right-wing extremists that are complaining about the Islamic takeover. They don't go to the mosques and throw people out. So we can see in this country, from the top down, the suborned and sold out, took a dive, disgraceful FBI, they are going to continue with the towing the line that we're bringing in refugees, and anybody that's against the refugees, that's who we're going to investigate as a hater, not the people that are bringing in these. Imagine this is like the refugee thing is a two-pronged attack. Currently, right here and now, it's biological warfare. When you read about a half dozen people with drug-resistant tuberculosis being dropped into some medium-sized town in your average flyover
state. That's bio-warfare. Anybody else flying with that, it's a felony if you know you have it. 22%, Associated Press admits, of the Minnesota folks that have been brought in have TB.
Right, and so this is bio-war that's right now. So these kids, come end of August, they'll be in middle school next to your son or daughter coughing. That's bio-war. And in the long term, these kids are going to grow up like the Tsarnaev brothers. They're not going to ever assimilate. Their religion orders them not to assimilate. So when you see these dhimmi politicians saying, we haven't done a good enough job of assimilating our Muslims, excuse me, Muslims have a book which commands them not to assimilate, not to have non-Muslim friends, to lie to us, and always to advance Sharia. See, the real division within Islam is not moderate or non-moderate Muslims, moderate or radical. It's a division between the tactics of slow stealth hijra. We're just going to take it over like the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over our government. We're just going to bring in refugees until there's nothing you can do. At the other end are the violent jihadists that believe in shooting and blowing people up and driving over people.
Sure, what do you make of the caller earlier calling from London saying, oh, these are all false flag attacks?
Yeah, there's some department somewhere where they've got all these actors. It's bogus. But like you said, the false flag is at the top. It's the people that open the gate. If Farmer Jones has a hen house and he catches a fox in the woods and then he sticks the fox into the hen house,
he's part of it.
We don't blame the fox. We blame Farmer Jones. And then if Farmer Jones says, I have no idea how that fox got in there, then you show a tape of him and he's, videotaped him. You've got him.
That's my next question. How do the political
elite? Oh, it didn't happen.
This is clearly a plan, Matt. This is clearly a plan. It's all accurate. You're right. How does the political elite think they're going to get away with it? Because they've announced martial law with troops on the streets in Germany, but for the right wingers.
At this point, the big show, like Brexit was a few weeks ago, is Trump going ahead by clear margins over Hillary. Hillary last night looked like that 1984 Apple commercial wearing her red Mao jacket. It was scary as hell. That we're going to see, I think, if Trump goes ahead in the polls, assassination attempts to the level of airplanes blowing out of the sky. By what I mean is the stakes will be so high that the people that would put a bomb on a plane would be willing to have everybody else on the plane die. Make no mistake about it. At the level of Hillary Clinton, imagine if Trump wins and we've got Attorney General, Department of Justice being run by Giuliani, Andrew McCarthy, people like that. Hillary Clinton can wind up in prison. It's 10 years for each one of those top secret documents. She left them on purpose.
So she's a cornered rat, and absolutely, I think they're going to try to kill Trump or stage a false flag where somebody tries to assassinate Hillary.
Or we don't have an election because the security situation is so tenuous. If we have Mohammed and Malvote type snipers driving around shooting people middle end of October, there won't be an election. You know, the country will be on a crazy lockdown. So
you're thinking they may be, with all the Black Lives Matter and the rest of it, clearly thinking to have a civil emergency before the election.
Well, they've been provoking it. That's what happened with Dallas.
Sure, sure. Undoubtedly. All right, Matt Bracken, we're going to come back, take some calls, and have you continue to break things down in the next hour as part of the 28-hour live broadcast.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wake up to it, it's over. And they're desperately trying to keep people in that trance And I think they're going to bring in incompatible groups that are going to attack us. But by political correctness, then, we'll be taught and learned to stand down to it and go along with it. That's not happening. Just InfoWars is exponentially growing to be, in many cases, much larger than major mainstream media outlets. And when you put out the truth, it isn't like it has to be reapplied over and over again like lies. It's irrevocable. So when you spread the links to the podcast or the live feed or to the videos and articles we write, or when you support us and get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com with the biggest sales in our history running right now, 40% off on many of the nutraceuticals, upwards of 40% off on sortable foods, all of this, you fund this operation while getting a great deal. So be sure and check out InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLive.com. That takes you to the subpage where you can find all the nutraceuticals. We're going to take some phone calls for this segment and the next, and then we're going to continue with Mr. Bracken for one more segment about what we can do about this. We have never been in more amazing historical times. And I've been telling folks we're going into this for a long time, but it's here. And quite frankly, I can't come up with words to describe how serious this is. Who's been holding the longest here? Sean in Michigan, and then we'll go to Ben, Nathan, Jonah, and others. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Sean, my brother, Bleicher, B-L-E-I-C-H.
All right, brother. Hey, I appreciate that. We can't do a lot of shout-outs, though, because sometimes folks do it to harass people. I'm sure you're a great guy, but we can't do it. Sean, what's your question for the guest?
Well, if he was to look at my Facebook, he would know who am I.
All right, I got to go. I appreciate your call, Sean. Let's go to Jonah in Canada. Let's talk to folks in Canada. Jonah, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and get a little bit of a touch base on the video you released where Putin is warning the media about we're close to war.
From about Putin?
I've been researching and I've just been noticing that NATO is kind of instigating the fights over in Eastern Europe.
I'm glad you noticed. NATO is all along Russia's border. They've been supporting jihadis. They overthrew the Ukrainian government. I'm not saying Russia's perfect, but Russia is not expanding. The globalists are starting a war with them. Please continue.
Well, it's not even just that. It's the buildup. There's four battalions that are getting sent, and Canada is heading one, but the other ones are all going to the border.
They're doing war games and matching troops on the border, and proxy troops and mercenaries have been battling Russians in the eastern part of Ukraine for a long time. Let's get Matt. Let's get the rest of your take on that caller. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's that along with the missile silos and everything that are going to be ready to fire upon Russia whenever they want. They say it's for defense, but it's more of an offense.
Sure, I know. Putin came out a month ago and said this is in danger of nuclear war. Yeah, we move missiles onto your border. What would you do, Mr. Bracken?
Well, it's part of the same fabric, I think, to foment a crisis that's so bad that there would be blowback that would be believable and acceptable that we would perceive as being part of the larger war. For example, if the grid went down, if the internet went out, and when the internet came back on, assuming it ever came back on, people like you, me, and some others might not be around anymore. That's sort of the Turkish Reichstag coup. You know, but instead of a coup, you have a war that would be so devastating that we would just believe that, hey, the internet went down.
That's right. And Matt, stay there. We're going to come right back. Caller, stay there, Joan. I'm going to come back. Maybe you have a comment back. But the globalists have created a huge Ponzi scheme to suck up all the wealth, build their yachts, their offshore bases. Now they need to burn the whole house down politically to distract from the heist they've done. And a big war historically is the perfect way to do it. Back in 70 seconds, I'm Alex Jones.
GCN. Visit GCN Live.
It's Operation Sleeping Giant. InfoWars.com/Sleeping Giant.